remember? Any humorous incidents or?
Not too many, except that I always felt a definite feeling of resentment because everyone used to say, "Your mother must be wonderful." And I always agreed that mother was wonderful, but I always wanted to add that my father was wonderful too, and I couldn't see why they made so much to do about mother and always ignored daddy.
When you went to college, did the fact that you belonged to a large family sort of put you on your guard, that you had to be like the rest of them?
No, I wouldn't say that. I was definitely on my own in college, and that's one reason why I liked boarding away from school, so that I could sort of get away from the family name. Or whatever. The only thing I remember about Winifred is that she borrowed our snowsuit, it was either mine or Therese's, to go to a weekend in the Poconos. And when she came back, I remember going downstairs, and she had a pin on her, and she said to us that she was pinned, and it meant that she was engaged and she was going to be married.
Do you remember Paul Allen coming around?
Not at all.
Remember Patrick?
No, I don't remember Patrick nor Eleanor, just from what stories everybody told me, but not on my own. No, I don't remember Jimmy nor Joe. The first one I would remember would be John.
Right, Jimmy's ordination.
Oh, yes, I remember Jimmy's ordination.
Just almost like a stranger.
Yes, more or less. I remember him as being very quiet, and that's about all.
What do you remember about John?
Just that he and Mary used to fight a lot, that's about all.
Remember the fights?
No, not too much.
Bad memories you have of Mary?
Well, I remember that Mary used to boss Trez and I around a lot. And she was always the motherly type, and always getting in our hair, and that Trezzy and I would stand up against Mary, and poor Mary would always go off crying, usually.
What about Therese? What about her character?
Well, Trezzy and I always was very close to. We used to spend our whole childhood playing together at night in fantastic dreams of Jackie and Blackie. They were funny strip characters, and since we didn't read the funny strips, we used to pretend that we were the funny strips, and we used to be all the different characters in the comic papers together. And she would always be very imaginative, and I would just follow along behind her. I remember that I never hit Therese, but yet she would always hit me. I always looked up to her and admired her, and she knew that she could take advantage of me because of this.
Do you remember any other family programs, entertainments at home?
I remember always Daddy's birthday, having to memorize a poem for it, and that Therese was always the first one to memorize it, and I had a very hard struggle. I remember now, though, that I used to sing a lot. I remember Mother always asking me to sing for company, and I always had to sing for them.
Did you first start singing?
It must have been when I was in grammar school, from about the fourth grade on.
Paul Allen says the only thing he remembers about his wedding ceremony was your singing.
I don't remember that too much at all.
You did sing, though, didn't you?
Yes, I remember the song I sang, Soul of My Savior, and I remember being scared, but outside of that, I don't remember anything about it.
What do you remember about Anne in family life?
Only that she was one of the younger ones and that we always had to look after her. That was up until I was about a junior or senior in high school, and then the two of us became closer. No, I can't remember any fights at all with Anne because she was always so closely knit with Rosemary.
How about any fights with Paul?
I don't remember. I do remember playing with Paul's friends. I used to always play football, touch football with them, and basketball. And whenever they needed anybody extra, they'd always call me, and I was sort of a tomboy. But other than that, Paul kept his distance with his own friends.
What memories do you have of Rosemary?
Only that she was the youngest and that she was sort of fragile. But I don't ever remember having too close contact with her.
Well, that's a good one.
The only thing I remember about Aunt Sally is the fact that she died on Halloween. And one of the boys, they were just in their teens, got a skeleton false face, and Aunt Sally was laying up in bed dead, and they put the skeleton false face on her, And then they made the little ones, they asked the little ones to go up and see Aunt Sally. And when we walked into the room, she had the skeleton false face on her. And we were scared to death.
I'd like you to do some... Do you think Dad's talk and his advice and example had an influence on your life?
Very definitely. I remember particularly in high school that I always stood out as being the girl most well-versed in religious matters. For instance, I always knew what the latest Pope's encyclical was, and quite a few of the Catholic authors were very familiar to me because of Daddy's mentioning about them or reading their books. And I remember particularly in Latin class that we all had to memorize the Our Father in Latin, and by the time I got to high school, we had been saying it. We had to know it, I guess, from about 7th and 8th grade in Latin, so that when it came my turn to say it, I just spewed it right off, and everybody's mouth just about dropped.
Any more incidents about that?
I would say that daily mass didn't have an effect on me until about senior in high school, or until I went away to college myself, and began then to realize the value of it. I always went to daily mass in college. I would miss sometimes, but I knew how important it was.